It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, good day, folks. I trust you're all doing well. I'm pretty happy right now. I've got something to look forward to. I discovered a little restaurant down the road from where I live that has the best prime rib. And tonight, I plan on calling up my buddy Mitch and seeing if he wants to meet me and Seth over there for some of that delicious meat. What are your plans today or this evening? Whatever they are, I'm sure you'll have a blast. Let's have a blast right now, shall we? Right now, wherever you are and whatever you may be doing, you are listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. And I am that happy-go-lucky guy just trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. The concept about the way of life we used to enjoy, when prime rib on the table was quite an event, because family and friends were gathered, having fun, when people worked together to make their communities a wholesome place to live, and values, well, values were valued. It's time to get started with all the fun right now, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Dip, 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 dip. Get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
you made me wonder about this time. She get me out of my bed of crying. Get a job.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, you're after breakfast every day. She throw the warnings right my way. I never felt the same.
When I get the paper, I read it through and through, and my girl never fails to say, if there is any work for me.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la.
Hear the woman's mouth,
preaching and a crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter.
A Largo, Florida resident recently woke up to find a naked man in his kitchen. He noticed damaged decorations and prescription medications around the house. He forced the intruder out of his home there on Seminole Boulevard. He then called the police. The suspected burglar, Mr. Martin R. Henderson, age 48, of Largo, told police that he'd been smoking spice, which is a synthetic marijuana. He used a butter knife to pry open the door of the mobile home at about 2:30 in the morning. He said he broke in to get some sesame seeds for his hamburger. He's facing charges of burglary and possession of burglary tools.
Well, listen, pretty baby, let's go out tonight. Tell your mama not to worry, everything's gonna be all right. Don't let me hear you talking, just be there when I call. It's what I do my way, or it won't be done at all. Oh, little girl,
better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. I was born a tiger, I always had my way. Nobody's gonna change me
this or any other day.
Don't let me hear you argue when I say forget you, 'cause a woman ain't been born yet that can play me for a chump. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way.
Never wonder why. When I walk away and leave you, I don't want to see you cry. Now I've done a lot of planning, got a lot of things to do.
So don't give me no trouble, or you and I are through. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I've always gotta have.
That was Eddie Cochran singing My Way. Nope, not the one Frank Sinatra did. Here's Aretha Franklin with Sitting on Top of the World.
I'm sitting on top of the world, rolling. Singing a song and rolling along. Glory, hallelujah, I just called the parson. Hey, parson, get ready to call. Oh, just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm gonna fall.
Back when I was a young'un, you could walk around if you was a grown adult feller, didn't have to tell nobody where you was going. But the minute you died, they assigned four folks to watch you at all times. You remember them days? Mama would send me over at midnight to set up with the dead. You had to watch them. Come breakfast time, they'd run all the young'uns off, say, y'all got to go to school. I went to see my mama about a month ago. She said, baby, my mama still calls me baby. Said, baby, I want you to take me out to the funeral home to visit a man's family what has deceased. I said, yes, we got to the funeral home, got out there and sat down, shook hands with everybody, said, hello, I'm so sorry. 10 o'clock, a big tall fella got up and said, ladies and gentlemen, this funeral home is closed. We'll open back up in the morning at 9 o'clock. I leaned over to my mom. I said, hallelujah. They done figured out a way to set up with the dead. Let the undertaker do it. That's good. That's what they ought to been doing all along. Well, Uncle Versy Ledbetter got up. He said, you know Uncle Versy Ledbetter, married to Aunt Pet. They got 11 young'uns, Ardell, Burnell, Raynell, W.L., Linnell, Odell, Udell, Marcel, Claude, Eugene, and Clovis. Yeah, that's him. That's him. Hey, and Uncle Versy said, sir, you go right ahead and shut the funeral home down. That's all right. But I'm going to leave two of my boys here, Clovis and Eugene. I want them to watch him all night. It'd been there about an hour, and Clovis could see a neon light on a beer joint over yonder across the road. And Clovis said, Eugene, I believe I'll step over and get us something to drink. And Eugene said, I ain't staying here with him by myself. And Eugene said, well, Clovis, I'll go. Being as you brought it up, Clovis said, I ain't staying here with him by myself neither. And I understand there's three more of them down the hall. They sat there about another hour. They decided to go get them something to drink and just take a dead feller with them. They got him up, one on each side, and here they went. Walking toward the beer joint. Every now and then they'd bounce his feet in the middle of the road to make folks think he was taking steps in there between them. Walked right on up to the beer joint and stood him right up at the counter. Clovis Ledbetter was over here drinking. Eugene is over here. The dead man was the best dressed man in the whole beer joint. About that time, a fight broke out. Oh, Fist City, busting chairs over one another's head. Here come the police blowing them syringes. Lined them up against the wall, handcuffing them. And in the melee, the dead fella got knocked down in the middle of the floor. Clovis Ledbetter fell down there by and put his arm under his head and started squalling. And he pointed to the fella that hit him and said, you killed him, you killed him. I saw you when you killed him. You done it, you done it. Sheriff went over to handcuff the fella, and the fella said, wait a minute, Sheriff. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was in the fight. I did hit that fella, but it was self-defense. He pulled a pocket knife on me.
The average cost of a new house was $6,000, and the average annual income was $2,850. You could get a gallon of gas for 15 cents, and a car for that gallon of gas for $1,300. You could get a loaf of bread for 13 cents, and a United States postage stamp for only 3 cents. You could get a men's sweater for $8.50, and two cans of Heinz cream of tomato soup for 23 cents. You could buy a leg of lamb at 59 cents a pound, and oranges, 49 cents a dozen. It was the year that an unknown object crashed into the general vicinity of Roswell, New Mexico. The United States Armed Forces later insisting it was a high-altitude surveillance or weather balloon. The transistor was invented at Bell Laboratories that year, and the State of Israel was created and recognized. Mr. Howard Hughes' flying boat, the Spruce Goose, takes off, but it never went into production. And the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered that year. Her Royal Highness Princess Elizabeth married the Duke of Edinburgh at Westminster Abbey there in London. And Walter Morrison invented the Frisbee. It was the year Stephen King, Richard Dreyfuss, Peter Noon, Johnny Rivers, David Bowie, Tom Clancy, Farrah Fawcett, Steve Forbes, Elton John, David Letterman, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Meatloaf were born. What year was it? It was 1947. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Summer night, remember. said, remember then, then.
Remember, remember.
Our love is in the past.
Oh,
has it gone so fast? Why couldn't our love last?
Let it last. Wop, wop, boom. Bada-bada-bop-bop, shoo-bop-de-bop-bop.
Since we have bought it now, my mind wanders now and then. Remember then,
Well, folks, I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII in Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station. Also, our sister station, 97.5 FM right here in Alamogordo, where Studio 312 is located, and KTMN 97.9 out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our other sister station. Then our affiliates, the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM in Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, West Virginia's Proud Veterans, proud to be first in Ritchie County in Cairo, West Virginia. Also, RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, wouldn't you know it, it's Hawaiian Pacific Radio. And Q-Star FM Radio, based out of Florida. WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. W-Rock, found at WLOR.net on the internet, based out of Boston, Massachusetts. AM 1700 Radio Richmond, out of San Francisco, California. And Classic Hit 1630 AM in Denver, Colorado. There's also DeepOldies.com, DarkClassicsRadio.com, and WRSG 91.5 serving Middleburn, West Virginia. They are Knights Radio. Also WFSN 96.7 FM out of Union City, Pennsylvania. And real quick, I'd like to thank them for that certificate of appreciation they sent me last week. I'm very proud of it. Got it hanging up in my studio. And I'd like to thank the American Senior Radio Network and Jerry and all he does there in Vancouver, Washington. Then there's Sunny 105.7 WUUKLP, based in Crawford County, Pennsylvania. And there's Radio Satellite 2 serving Paris, France, and Tasman 97.7 FM serving Southeast Australia. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. Now let's get back to all that fun, because I can't wait. I really can't. Right here on the Jason Kirkman Show.
She's the most.
Suit me to a T.
She's the most.
Sweet as she can be.
She's the most.
She belongs to me.
Got the most, most, most. She's the most, she's the most.
She's a solid chick that make bells ring.
She
thrill me to my soul. Yeah, she loves to bop and she loves to swing.
And
she got big eyes for rock and roll.
She's the most.
Style that's hard to beat.
She's the most.
Gives your eyes a treat.
She's the most.
Kisses are so sweet.
Got the most, most, most. She's the most, she's the most. Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bop, ba da da da. Bop, bop, bop.
She's the most.
Switch me to a T.
She's the most.
Sweet as she can.
That was the Five Keys with She's the Most. The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by SudsySoapery.com and MySudsyCrate.com. They make natural soap, shaving creams, deodorants, and essential oils. And you know what? I use the checkout code Jason, SudsySoapery.com, and MySudsyCrate.com.
What's your name? I have seen you.
He was born in May of 1886. His father was a Jewish rabbi that had been married four times. He was accredited for being America's first true pop star. He was featured in the first talking motion picture ever and is also known for coining the phrase, "You ain't heard nothing yet." Who was he? He was Al Jolson.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Here's the memory still in your heart.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage, and each must play a part. Fate had me play a lover with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met, I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came Act Two, and you seemed to change. You acted strange. Why, I've never known. Then came the day you went away and left me all alone. If you lied when you said you loved me, I had no cause to doubt you. For I'd rather go on hearing your lies than go on living without you. The stage is bare, and I'm standing there in the part of a broken clown. And if you won't come back to me, then they can ring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Well, friends and neighbors, I'm going to close out the show right now. I'm going to wish you all a great day, a great week. Don't forget to spend time with the ones you love. You may be hearing it in the background right now. I'm going to leave you with a great tune by Floyd Kramer playing Ray Charles, What'd I Say? I'll see you next time right here on this fantastic station for the Jason Kirkman Show. God bless.